Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, May 12th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. A 13-year-old Florida cheerleader was stabbed a horrific number of times, according to the sheriff investigating her death. The medical examiner revealed Tuesday that the teen died from knife wounds. A 14-year-old boy who attended the same school as the victim has been charged with second-degree murder. The boy was seen on video with the girl at a recreation area shortly before her death. Caitlyn Jenner is just an all-out political mess. During her CNN interview earlier this week, she said that she did not vote in the 2020 presidential election because she did not see the point of voting for a Republican in such a liberal state as California. Instead, she said she went golfing. However, on Tuesday night, Politico reported that Jenner did actually cast a ballot during last November's general election, and the media company has receipts to prove it. Several years after first declaring war on windmills, former President Donald Trump decided to revisit his disdain for them on Tuesday. He made a bitter statement mocking the Biden administration's approval of the nation's first major offshore wind farm. In such charming words, Trump said, quote, "Congratulations to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts for the privilege they will have in looking at massive windmills that are being built, in China, of course, as part of an extraordinarily large wind farm." Then Trump went on to gripe that wind power, quote, "kills birds, affects the sea, ruins the landscape, and creates disasters for navigation." Thankfully, he left out his false 2019 claim that windmills cause cancer. Nonetheless, the offshore project near Martha's Vineyard will create enough electricity for about 400,000 homes. Oh, and the project is a joint venture between a company in Oregon and another in Denmark. So it has nothing to do with China. A woman who was booted off a Nebraska school board after refusing to wear a mask showed up to a meeting this week. Maskless, naturally. The woman was already facing misdemeanor charges for allegedly disrupting an April 12th meeting. But on Monday, she refused repeated requests to mask up, and police were called to address the trespassing issue. However, the woman left before the officer arrived. It's like a repeat of the toilet paper fiasco of 2020. Worries over a fuel shortage after the Colonial Pipeline was hacked and shut down late last week have led to long lines at gas stations across the southeastern United States. Now we can add at least one fight at the pump. On Tuesday afternoon, a North Carolina woman in a Honda Accord reportedly attempted to cut the line of cars at a Marathon gas station. When she hit a Honda CR-V parked at the pump, she apparently got out and appeared to spit at the driver. That driver then hopped out of his car and proceeded to spit right back at her, and the two descended into a scrappy fight that resulted in the man's shirt being torn. Colonial Pipeline says it is aiming to be back at full capacity by Friday, with gasoline supplies then returning to normal by early next week. I'm not sure how most people pay for their plastic surgery, but I'm pretty sure they don't do this. An Alabama woman pleaded guilty Monday to robbing a bank to pay for her cosmetic surgery procedures. After robbing the bank, the woman later traveled to Mexico and got the plastic surgery, but she was arrested near the Houston airport reentering the U.S., witnesses identified her by her swollen face. On Tuesday, the woman received two sentences of 15 years each to be served concurrently for the robbery. She also previously served time for robbing an Alabama bank in 2009. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.